Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. Last time on Spyology Squad, we overheard that Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas were planning something sticky, and then all of a sudden Ava went outside and got sticky all over her fingers, which she could not wash off. I don't know what in the world is going on, but if that spreads across the whole world, we're in for a giant sticky mess. Not even the soap could clean off her hands. Let's see what happens next. Ava, is that you? Are you messing with me? I hear you snoring on the walkie-talkie, said Jaden.
Shh. Oh, what? Sorry, I think I must have rolled over on the walkie-talkie, said Ava.
Shh.
Oh, so I guess you took Mr. Jim's advice to heart when he said to keep the walkie-talkies close.
Shh. Ha, very funny, Jaden. Remember, it stuck to my hand, shouted Ava.
Shh. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Shh.
Mr. Jim, are you there? Over.
Shh.
Oh, yeah. I'm here, but the news is not good. There are reports all across town of people getting stuck in this very sticky rain. I don't even know if this is technically rain. But everyone is complaining about being very sticky and unable to wash it off, said Mr. Jim.
Shh.
Well, over at my house, it looks like the rain is almost done, said Jaden. It's just drizzling a little bit. But yeah, there's a weird shine on the ground. It just doesn't look like normal rain. Ava, I'm going to grab my umbrella and head over to your house. Just hang on tight and I'll be there as soon as I can, said Jaden.
Jaden, you need to be super careful. Don't let any of that rain touch you.
You might even want to put some, like, plastic baggies around your shoes so that it doesn't get stuck on your shoes, said Mr. Jim.
Shh. That's a pretty good idea because I have awesome shoes and I don't want them to get ruined.
All right, I'll be right there, Ava.
Shh.
Jaden ran downstairs to get some plastic baggies for his shoes. His parents were a little confused when he started wrapping garbage bags around his feet and duct taping them, but they guessed that it had to do with the spy team. Jaden, is everything okay?
Yeah, well, no, everything's not okay. Like, I'm okay, but Ava's not. She's super sticky and don't go outside.
I think his parents had a little hard time following what all was said, but they trusted Jaden.
Okay, just stay safe and let us know if there's any way we can help.
Roger that, Mom. I'll let you know what happens. I'll see you later. As Jaden raced out the door, he grabbed the umbrella on his way. He had done a pretty good job in taping garbage bags around his feet to keep his shoes clean. It was a good thing because, boy, was it sticky outside.
Pop, 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 pop. The sound of the drops on his umbrella did not sound like normal rain. They sounded heavier than normal. Jaden had to be careful to not run because that would just make those sticky puddles splash onto him.
Ah! Monster! Shouted Jaden.
Oh, no, no. I'm not a monster. Jaden, it's just me.
Mr. Jackson? Said Jaden.
Yeah, it's me under here.
Jaden couldn't believe it. His neighbor, Mr. Jackson, was completely covered in, like, sticks and leaves and I don't know what else, but he looked like a giant talking bush, and it totally freaked out Jaden.
Oh, whoa, I thought you were a bush, Mr. Jackson.
I know. I'm sorry. Are you able to help me? I know you are on the spy team or something, right?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I can't touch you right now because I think all that stickiness will get stuck to me. So
We're gonna have to go figure out some kind of solution at HQ, and I will get it to you as soon as I can, I promise.
Good luck, Jaden. We're counting on you.
Mr. Jackson tried to wave goodbye, but it looked more like a rolling, sticky bush as he was unable to move. Jaden knew that he had to get Ava to HQ so that they could figure out how to get all this sticky stuff off, but Ava was definitely going to need some help putting on those plastic baggies over her shoes, because remember, whatever she touches gets stuck to her hands. Jaden could see Ava's house in the distance, and he could also see Ava standing on the front porch.
Ava, why do you have a shoe stuck to your other hand?
Well, I kind of forgot that my hands were sticky for a second. I tried to put on my shoes, and I have, you know, a walkie-talkie stuck to this hand, and now I have my shoe stuck to this hand.
All right, let me help you there, said Jaden as he knelt down to help her with her shoes and those plastic baggy covers. Meanwhile, up at the stinky blimp lab, the purple ninjas were waking up their boss to tell him some good news.
Boss, it's time to wake up. It's the morning time.
Pepper ninjas, don't scare me like that.
Oh, we're sorry. We were just, rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time to wake up.
All right. Enough of that. Step aside. What is going on? Is it good news? It better be good news.
I think you'll like the looks of things.
They were holding a bunch of papers that I think were some reports showing the results from their sticky rain. And yes, it was good news for Dr. Stinky Breath.
Great job, Purple Ninjas. Let's increase the clouds from the blimp and make this rainstorm even bigger. We must one day make the whole world sticky.
As Jaden and Ava finally made it to HQ, Jaden reached for his access card and unlocked the door. The door opened and they were greeted by Mr. Jim.
Jaden! Ava! Holy smokes, Ava, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. My hands are just super sticky.
Is that a shoe? Asked Mr. Jim.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Mr. Jim and Jaden looked at each other and tried not to laugh.
All right, well, anyway, I'm glad you guys are here, said Mr. Jim. I have an analysis that I need you to see. Look at this.
They ran over to a microscope that Mr. Jim had been using earlier.
What are those things? Asked Jaden.
He was looking in the microscope and saw all these squiggly-looking fingers.
Okay, so I took a sample of that sticky rain outside, and this is what it looks like under the microscope. There's tiny little things called pili, which are...
What are pili? Said Jaden.
Oh, good question. Pili are these small protein filaments that cover and surround bacteria. It's those finger-like little protein filaments called pili, which are giving the bacteria the stickiness that it needs to stick onto its host. That's why we wash our hands when they get dirty, because those pili are really sticky.
I tried washing my hands, said Ava, and it wouldn't come off.
You're right, said Mr. Jim,
and that's where things take a turn for the worse. When I was looking at it under the microscope, these pili are unlike anything we've ever seen before. They seem to be specially designed to be incredibly sticky.
But here, try this.
Ava held out her hands that had a shoe on one side and a walkie-talkie on the other. Mr. Jim squirted a small bottle of some clear soap-looking thing into her hands.
And instantly, the shoe and walkie-talkie came falling off. Mr. Jim, how did you do that?
Well, this has been in special development for a while, like a long time. But unfortunately, that's all we have, said Mr. Jim.
Can we make more? Said Jaden.
Possibly, but it's going to take a while. And I don't even know if we have those seeds in the back room anymore, said Mr. Jim.
Wait a second. Seeds in the back room. Ava, remember those berry bushes at school? You're right! The seeds from the back room!
shouted Ava.
Wait, what do you mean? Said Mr. Jim. We found those seeds and brought them to class so that we could grow them in our garden and back behind school.
You're kidding me.
Do they have berries?
Asked Mr. Jim.
Yeah, and they smell like cotton candy, said Jaden.
Mr. Jim almost looked speechless, but he was able to muster out.
We need those berries. Like, now! We might be able to save the world. Hurry!
To be continued.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because
there's an adventure around every corner.